Hello, everybody. Compliments of the season. We thank God for the gift of life. Thank God for guiding us from January to December. Today is December 23rd, 2 days to Christmas. And we are grateful to God for His grace. So this is Godly Counsel, and my name is Mary Egbude. I want to share some tips with us on how to cope in times like this. If you are in my own part of the world, in Africa, Nigeria precisely, you know that there are so many challenges, so many things going on, and we want to talk about some of them and how we can cope in times like this. I want to quickly add here that those of us, if you are a child of God, you need to know that you are operating from a different kingdom. Remove your mind from this economy, because if you keep on thinking about the economy and the things it offers, people, lots of people go into depression. Focus on God's economy and His supplies. He said He will supply all your needs. That is what God is saying at this time. Then secondly, depend on the Holy Spirit for everything. Cast all your burdens upon God, because the Bible said God cares for you. Then totally be more committed to the things of God. We are all aging. Render selfless services to God and watch Him do the impossible in your life. God is always faithful and He does not fail His own. We are talking about how we can cope in times like this. God takes care of you. His thoughts are not your thoughts. His ways are not your ways. His thoughts, the way the heavens is higher than the earth, so is God's ways higher than our ways. So don't let us depend on our own ways, our thoughts, because God's thoughts is not our thoughts. Then let's also take your health seriously at this time. So many people's health is failing them. People are depressed. People have mental issues, organ failure, just because of worry and thinking and anxiety. And remember, the Bible said that we should only think of good things. We shouldn't think of things that will make us depressed. Even though the situations stare at our faces on a daily basis, let's just hand it over to God. And the Bible said, cast your burdens upon me, for I care for you. And when you cast your burden upon God, leave it there. Don't go seeking for it. Leave it there and let God handle it. And I also want to let us know that the Bible said that do not worry about what you will eat or what you will drink. Be mindful of what you eat or drink. You know, at this time of the year, when Christmas and New Year is coming, well, most of us worry about food, what we are going to eat, what we are going to drink. And the Bible is telling us here that we should not worry about what we are going to eat or what we are going to drink. Just pray and believe God that God will make provision. Be mindful. The food does not have to be expensive. Be mindful of your health. And when you are eating, the food does not have to be expensive. Just nutritious food. Just make the right choice. Make the right choice. Try and eat healthy, because this is, like I said earlier, so many people's health is failing them. So eat healthy. Then avoid comparison, you know, because of some of us compare ourselves with our friends, with our colleagues, with our neighbors. If your neighbor can afford to buy goat or chicken and you can't afford it, that does not mean your neighbor is better than you are. Avoid envy and comparison. It's not a good way of life. It's a waste of time. And live your life one day at a time and allow God's plan to play out on your life. Don't compare yourself with anyone. Allow God's plan to play out in your life. Then take your spiritual life seriously. Take your spiritual life seriously. This one is very, very important. Make sure you have a personal relationship with God. No matter what is happening in your life right now, create that time for God. Have a personal relationship. Then we celebrate. Just make sure you have a close relationship with your family. Have a close relationship with your family also. You are no longer getting younger. You need family. You need come. You need people around you. You need companionship. Get committed in the things of God. Give then also give God first place in your life. Make time for God. Let God be a priority. Be committed to the things of God. Commit all your ways to His hands. Live by His guidance and instructions. Live by God's guidance and instructions at all times, because He will always guide you as His child. He will give you instructions. Don't get carried away by every wind of doctrine. Stay away from worldly lust. Stay away from worldly lust. Most of the things we see here, they are perishable over time. These things will fade away. New cars, houses, these things are good. I'm not disputing them. But let that not be your focus. Let that not be what making you to worry or to be anxious. You know, so many people have died just because they couldn't afford these things. They worry, they get anxious, they get into depression, they get high blood pressure, they get stroke and they die. And if the Bible said that a living dog is better than a dead lion. If you're alive, there's still hope. Oh, some of these people that died, if they were still alive, maybe they would have made it big, you know. The things would have worked out perfectly for them. But because they couldn't just wait, because they couldn't just be a little hopeful, they died. So please, let these things, let's not run, let not pursue everything that we see. Let's not lust after worldly things. And God, let God handle your case personally. God bless you. Oh, God, let God handle your peace personally, and let God bless you, bless your family. At this season, I pray for you that all you need to celebrate Christmas and New Year, God will provide for you. Don't go beyond board. Don't do more than you can afford. You remember, by January, we are still going to pay school fees. We have house rents to pay. Lots of bills are still awaiting us. The little you can afford to do, eat with your family. Eat and be merry. Be contented with whatever you have. And don't compare yourself with anyone, because you are uniquely, you are perfectly made by God. And God has your interest at heart. He said, do not worry about what you eat or what you will drink. God will make provision for all those things. You just see first God's kingdom and His righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto you. Thank you for listening to this podcast. God bless you. My name is Mary Egbude, and this is Godly Counsel. And I want to wish you Merry Christmas and Happy New Year in advance. I want to bless God for keeping us all till this time of the year. So many people started this year with us and they are no more. It's not because we are better. It's because we are enjoying God's grace. I want to thank you once again for listening. And don't forget to share this podcast with your families and your friends. And be happy, be merry. Merry Christmas from my own side to your family. God bless you.